Thank you. Gopi Janna Balama Giribadan Hari Jaya Gopi Janna Balama Giribadan Hari Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Paramahansa Padivajakacharya Asa Tarasata Shushi Manasamaya Grace Shila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Shri Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Shri Gadadhar Srila Sadigora Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Shama Sundar Gopal Gopinath Shamakund Radhakund Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Mathura Dham Ki Jai, Navadvip Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Swami Ki Jai, Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Srimati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai, Gopremanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru Granga, glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Vitale Shri Vate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Vishnu Shri Pashyatya Desa Charane Reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 5, which is called Vidura's Talks with Maitreya. We're on text number 15. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo,
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. We can say this together if you... Oh, never mind, we'll repeat it after him. Narayanam Namaskrityam. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam. Tojayam Udirayet. Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. Do you know the translation? Can we say that together? Or should we say it line by line? We'll say it line by line. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, One should first offer their obeisances unto Lord Narayan. And then Naranarayan Rishi. They're supermost human beings. And to Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning. And Srila Vyasadeva, the author. But we also like to offer our respects to Srila Prabhupada also, because if Prabhupada hadn't translated the Bhagavatam and commented on it, we really wouldn't know anything. So we offer our special attentive obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. And this is what happens when you go to Bhagavatam class. Okay, you ready for this part? By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam, and by rendering service unto the pure devotees, all that's troublesome to the heart, everything that bothers you, is almost completely destroyed. And loving service is to the personality of Godhead is established as a fact that can never be taken away from you. Whatever progress you make in devotional service, little bits of progress, attentively chanting, seeing the deities and offering prayers, smelling flower garlands, taking charnam, whatever little progress you make can never be lost. Now, can you tell me anything else that you can always have and never be lost? Like your money? Does that stay with you forever? Oh, it's Nalini. Yes, Nalini. Your soul. Very good. Soul can never be lost. Anything else that you can think of? Yes? Krishna can never be lost. Good. So all of these things, they're spiritual things. The progress that we make in our spiritual advancement can never be lost. Whereas sometimes the things that we acquire materially, they get lost. Or things don't get completed and you don't get full credit for it. But for devotional service, you get credit gradually for everything. Okay, so we're on text number 15. You ready? Tad asya kaushrava. Tad asya kosharava sharma datur. Tad asya kosharava sharma datur. Harer katam eva katasu sharam. Harer katam eva katasu sharam. Udritya pushpebhya ivartra bandho. Udritya pushpebhya ivartra bandho. Shivya nak kirtaya tirta krite. Shivaya na kirtaya tirta krite. Tad asya kosharava sharma datur. Harer katam eva katasu sharam. Udritya pushpebhya ivarta bandho. Shivaya na kirtaya tirta krite. Please chant. Sharava Sharma Datur.
Hare Katam Eva Katashusharam. Hare Katam Eva Katashu Sharam.
Mitra Pushpeja Ivarta Bando.
Shivaya Nakirtaya Tirta Kirte. Yata Shekho Sharava Sharma Datur.
Hare Katam Eva Katashu Sharam.
Udritya Pushpedya Imarta Bando. Okay, all right. Word for word, I'll just read it through, okay? Tat, therefore, asya, his, Kosharava, O Maitreya. Kosharava is Maitreya's father's name. Sarmadatu, of one who awards good fortune. Hare, of the Lord. Katam, topics, Eva, only. Katasu, of all topics. Sharam, the essence. That's a very key word in this verse. Sharam, the essence. Udritya, by quoting, Pushpebya, from the flowers, Eva, like that. Artabandhu, O friend of the distressed. Shivaya, for welfare, na, of us. Kirtaya, kindly describe. Tirtha, pilgrimage, prite, of glorious. So here's the translation by Srila Prabhupada and his purport. O Maitreya, friend of the distressed, the glories of the Supreme Lord can alone do good for people all over the world. Therefore, just as bees collect honey from flowers, kindly describe the essence. What was the word for essence without looking at the word? Good, thank you, very good. Sharam, essence. So the bees are getting the essence of the flowers. So, therefore, just as the bees collect honey from the flowers, kindly describe the essence of all topics, the topics of the Lord. Okay, so here's your test. You ready for a test? What was that verse about in your own words? In your own words, what did that verse say? What did it say was the most important thing? Yes, Prabhu. Nice and loud as you can go. What the verse was about, the essence. One second, we'll give him a minute because he got stage fright, I think. Okay, can you help him? What the verse was about? Go ahead.
Devotional service,
good. Anyone else? Narada Muni Ji. What?
Bees,
but why were they drinking the honey? Why did the bees come in the picture? Because of the topics? Because they're smart. They know how to get the essence of a flower. They go in deep and get the little honey, the pollen, and then make the honey. So what does that mean for us? So what does the verse mean for us? Should I read it again so it'll refresh in your memory? So think about it. O Maitreya, friend of the distressed, the glories of the Supreme Lord can alone do good for people all over the world. Confirmed. The glories of the Supreme Lord can alone do good for people all over the world. So what does that mean in your own words? Yes. Very good. Just as, I'll say that a little louder, but that was very good. Just as bees take the pollen from the flower, we should take the essence of the message from the spiritual master. So what is that message that the spiritual master gives us? In general, a general message? Yes. The supreme knowledge. Very good, yes. He gives us knowledge about Krishna because the verse told us, if you remember, the verse told us only topics about Krishna can do good for everyone in the world. Now, I would like to say or ask a little controversial question. Do you believe that? That only topics about Krishna can do good for all the world? Can we analyze that a little bit? Okay? So, some people like to do good for poor people. And so maybe they're distributing food to them. So that's good, right? Is that good for everybody? It's good for whoever gets the meal, right? But what about the people who didn't get the meal? And what about who they served for the meal? Was it good for that cow or chicken or living entity that got chopped up? So it was good for some people, kind of, sort of, but it wasn't good for everyone. So what else do other people do that's good for humanity? They give food, they what? Yeah, but we're not at that point yet, okay? You're right, but we haven't got this yet. What else do they do that's good for people? Never mind. Okay, yeah. Adopt kids. Yeah. And so that helps. That helps, especially when there's a war and a lot of people have been orphaned and this and that. That helps. But it helps only a certain amount of people. There's nothing wrong with helping. Education. So that helps. We'll go back to this little adopting kids thing. That helps. One second. That helps the little kids that need loving and care from their parents. But there's so many other people that are suffering. So it helps some people. And there's nothing wrong with helping some people. But, okay, what was your contribution? Picking up trash, yes. You would have a lot of work to do if you lived in some places where they'd like to throw trash everywhere. I can't do it. And you'd have a lot of work to do. Okay, hold on, we're going to go back on to, you said education. So education is good, right? Because that helps you advance and make progress in life, etc., etc. But does that help everybody in the whole, everybody in the whole world? It doesn't. It does, right? Because the good things that you do from your education will help everybody. That's true. So, but when here, Vidura is inquiring for something that's going to really help everybody. So now just think back of one of the prayers that we already said together today, in the very beginning before the class started. We said a prayer about the benefits of devotional service, how the benefits can never be, remember that part? Whatever little bit of devotional service you do can never be lost. So whatever little devotional service somebody does, that helps everybody because it helps them on their, not just their temporary body journey, but their eternal journey. So this is what he's saying. The glories of the Supreme Lord can alone do good for people all over the world. Therefore, just as bees collect honey from the flowers, kindly describe the essence of all topics of the Lord. In other words, topics about the Lord, or as was said by one very nice devotee, spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, making your endeavor during the Christmas marathon and after the Christmas marathon also, to somehow or other spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. That really helps people because it helps them beyond the temporary suffering if they're hungry or if their parents have died and they need to be adopted or if this or if that or whatever circumstance you're in, you need help in. But beyond that, we need help in making progress in our spiritual life. So why? So we'll get out of here and realize our real nature to the Supreme Lord. Okay, would you like to hear the purport? I don't believe you. Try it again. Would you like to hear the purport?
Yes!
Okay, so you have to pay attention because guess what I'm going to do? Ask you questions. I'm going to ask, after I read it, I'm going to ask you questions. And during I'm reading, I'm going to ask you questions. Okay, so here's what Prabhupada says. There are many topics for different persons in different modes of material nature. That's a big topic right there. But the essential topics are those in relationship with the Supreme Lord. So, what does that mean? That different people are interested in different things according to where they're situated in the modes of nature. Now, if I said, what are the modes of nature? I'm sure you would say, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Those are the three modes of material nature. And they get all mixed up, and good things get mixed up with passionate things, and ignorant things get mixed up. So people are interested in different things according to the modes of nature they're in. But what they're interested in isn't necessarily for their own benefit. If they don't hear topics about the Supreme Lord, then that's for their benefit. There's a verse in the beginning, in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, that says that people are interested in so many things, and therefore they're asking questions day and night, this and that. How much is the price of potatoes, or how much is that, or what is this, or what happened here, and did the war happen, and who's getting elected, and oh gosh. And all these things. They're asking questions all the time about things that they're interested in. How much is the price of gas? Is gas going up? You know, or whatever. They're interested in all different things, so they're asking questions all the time, and they're getting answers, but those answers and those questions that they're asking, it just pertains to the here and now circumstance. But questions about Krishna, that pertains to our eternal existence. And the benefit of our eternal existence, or understanding a little bit about of our eternal existence, means that it's beyond this one lifetime, beyond the sufferings of this one lifetime. Unfortunately, materially affected conditioned souls are more or less averse to the topics of the Supreme Lord, because even though there might be a little distraction, you should be paying attention. Okay? Those that are sitting should be paying attention. Because topics about the Supreme Lord, materially affected conditioned souls are more or less averse to topics about the Supreme Lord because some of them do not believe in the existence of the Lord, and some of them believe only in the impersonal feature of the Lord. So some people, here Prabhupada said that some people are averse. What does that mean? They're averse to hearing the topics of the Lord. What does that mean? Averse to hearing the topics of the Lord. What does that mean? Against. They don't want to hear it. They're averse to it. Like allergic. In both cases, there is nothing for them to say of God. Both the non-believers and the impersonals deny the essence of all topics. Therefore, they engage in topics of relativity in various ways, either in sense gratification or mental speculation. For the pure devotees like Vidura, topics of both the mundaners and the mental speculators are useless in all respects. Thus, Vidura requested Maitreya to talk of the essence only, the talks of Krishna and nothing else. So do you still remember what that Sanskrit word for essence was? In Sanskrit, it was in the verse? Very good. Saram, essence. And this is what this verse is poking at us. Talk about the essence of things. There's so many things. Even Vidura previously questioned Maitreya. He previously questioned him about the creation. How did the creation take place? Which is not a small topic. You know, how did the creation take place? So Vidura asked Krishna about that. Oh no, he asked Maitreya about that. He asked him other things. And what about the three controllers? Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Tell me about them. What's their job? What's their job description? What do? How do they influence people? And he asked them different questions. But now he's coming to the point. But, you know, he's saying, but can you just tell me the essence of everything? Can you tell me the topics about Krishna? Yes, it's important to know the topics of, it's important to know the process of creation so that our faith in the Lord and our understanding in Krishna increases. It's important. But more important is the essence is Krishna's personal pastimes in Vrindavan. Those are the essence. Because Krishna's loving pastimes with his devotees can encourage us to develop our relationship with him. By seeing how Krishna is so kindly protecting his devotees in all circumstances, so kindly providing everything that we need in every sphere of life. Not just when we become pure devotees, Krishna's providing everything. He's providing it right now. He's providing, okay, don't get mad at me. He's providing distractions for you guys to be distracted with. They're coming from Krishna. And he's also providing the opportunity to pay attention, if you can grasp a hold of that, you know. He's providing everything. He's providing the air we breathe. And it might, and you might think that your mother provided you with your breakfast this morning, and she probably did, but behind that was Krishna's providing the food. He's providing everything. And then what else is he providing? The fire in the stomach to digest the food. Where does that come from? It comes from Krishna. He's the fire of digestion. So everything that we're doing every day, every minute of every day is dependent on his kindness for providing it. And the unfortunate thing is, sometimes the whole day goes by and we don't even think of him once. And not only do we not think of him sometimes, we don't even think of him in gratitude. Oh, thank you for providing that. Thank you for helping me remember the answer to the question on the test today. That came from Krishna. Krishna says that in the 15th chapter, that he's the cause of remembrance and forgetfulness. So when you have a bad day on your test, it's Krishna's fault. Sorry. He's the cause of remembrance and forgetfulness. He's the cause of everything. So therefore, the more that we focus in on him, the more that we can connect with that Supreme Person, connect with his mercy that's there, that he's freely distributing to everyone. So, the thing about, so let's go back to the bees. Sometimes we talk about bees, and sometimes, picked up, bees, yes, bees, right? And sometimes we talk about birds and bees, but sometimes we talk about bees and flies. Prabhupada gives an example. He compares the activities of bees and flies. So, what did we hear about the bees today? In this, hold on, yes. Can't remember your name, but I know your face. Very good. The essence of the flower. The bees are going for the essence. So they're going for the good, the best part of the flower. So if we were going to talk about flies, what's the difference? What do flies go for? What do flies like? Okay, Pushota, go ahead. They like garbage. They also like it when you get a cut, you know, when you get a little sore. They like the sip on the juices. Gross, huh? Yeah, so what can we learn from that? It's a different mentality, isn't it, right? It's a different mentality. So in devotional service, we're trying to program our mind. Instead of finding the fault in everything, like a fly would find the fault or the sore, we try to find the essence of everything or the good in everything. It's a different mentality, and it's worth trying to cultivate. When we say cultivate, it means practice. Try to practice so that we see that. So sometimes you might think, right, oh, this is really boring, or anything, whatever. But if you try to find, but what is the good that I can find in that? Well, I heard a little bit about this. I learned a little bit about that. That was good, you know. That was good. How can I improve? How can I improve my hearing. Sometimes people think that the most important person who gives a class is the person who gives it. You know, the most important person in the class is the person who gives the class. But actually, you know what? The scriptures say the most important person is the person who hears. Because if one is eager to hear, if you're eager to hear, then you'll hear something that will catch your attention. And if we're not so eager to hear, then everything's just going to like float over the top of our heads and out the door and out the window really fast, you know. So, but again, go for the essence. Try to in one ear and out the other ear, right? As if there's nothing in between, just air. It's supposed to be captured in there. So we. This verse is encouraging us to go for the essence of things. Try to find Krishna's kind hand in everything that happens to us today. Even when you stub your toe. If you do that. I mean, if it happens, right? You know, getting in, you stub your toe on some leg of a desk or something, you know? Even that's Krishna. Why? Because it can remind you of Krishna. That was very kind of him. Oh, yeah. I was thinking this bad thought and I stubbed my toe. Oh, thank you, Krishna. I shouldn't think like that. Or anyway, just try to see Krishna's kind hand in your life at as many moments that you can remember to do that. And that's going for the essence of things. Seeing how, yes, there is a Supreme Lord. Yes, I have a relationship with him. Yes, I want to develop that relationship with him. And yes, every single time I depend on him and pray to him and try to see his kind hand in my life, then I can feel that reciprocation. And conversely, or opposite, the opposite of that is, if you don't look for Krishna's kind hand in your life, what will happen? You'll never see it. Want to hear a joke? It's not a particularly funny joke, but it's an instructional joke. So there was a big flood one time. And this man, he was very devout to the Lord. And he was praying, Lord, please save me. The water's coming in my house. And he lived out in the country, so there wasn't a lot of neighbors nearby. And so he climbed up to the second floor of his house, and there was huge. The water was coming up. He climbed up onto the roof. The water was coming up. Save me, save me. And then a man came in a rowboat. Said, here I am. Get on the boat. He said, no, I'm praying to the Lord to save me. And, you know, so the man said, okay, I'm going to go get other people who are more receptive. And then a helicopter came by and lowered a rope, and the man was still waiting for God to come and save him. And he didn't grab the rope. And then guess what? Psh, the wave came, and he was tossed into the water, and he ended up leaving his body. But because he was a little pious, he ended up going to heaven. And when he got to heaven, he said, God, why didn't you save me? I prayed to you with all sincerity. You know what the Lord said? I sent you the man in the rope with the boat. And then I sent you the helicopter, and you didn't take it. I knew it wasn't really funny, but it is a joke. But it's interesting, isn't it? The mentality. Krishna's sending us things all the time to remind us. He's sending us help all the time to help us in all of our endeavors. And if we practice acknowledging that, then we're going for the essence. Okay, thank you very kindly. Hare Krishna. Did you have anything you want to say, those that are staying back? Any questions or comments or thoughts or contributions that you'd like to make? A comment you can make. Intelligent comment. Okay, any... Yes, Mr. Narada Muni Ji. That's right. Yeah, thank you. That's remembering Krishna under all circumstances. Because sometimes, I mean, it's not that one remembers Krishna and then nothing bad happens, right? Bad things happen. Stub your toe or this or that or worse or whatever. Hold on, don't forget it. But if we see behind that circumstance how Krishna is helping me, then that bad becomes good. Hari Govinda ji. All questions are good, but they don't all get answered. Yeah, so Hari Govinda is saying, well, what happens, we were talking about one of the students who was making a comment how the bees pull the essence from the flower. He said, but what happens in devotional service if we're working on pulling the essence of devotional service, but we get distracted during that process and we go somewhere else? What happens? Well, what happens is you'll get a chance to continue on with it, okay? Because remember, one of our prayers was whatever one does, one of the beginning prayers of the Bhagavatam, whatever little progress one makes in devotional service, whatever attempt, is established, the result of that is established in the heart. So, yes, it's actually, Arjuna has the same problem when Krishna tells Arjuna how he should control his mind and always think of him and this and that and sit like this and don't let the mind wander and stare steadily at the tip of your nose and this and that. And Arjuna says, ew, that's harder to do than controlling the wind. And Krishna says, yeah, it is really hard, but it's possible. It's possible with practice. So if we get distracted during devotional service or doing something, looking for the essence, that's not unusual, but then we keep trying. Just keep trying and trying again. That's one thing I have to say. Anything else that you would like to add, Vishwambar Prabhu? But that's my mentality. Let's have to break it down. Hare Krishna. You guys clap, but did you listen to anything? Okay, sorry. Okay, Hare Krishna. So, any other comments or questions or discussions or thoughts? Thank you very kindly for your participation and patience. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Have fun. Have a fun day remembering Krishna and looking for the essence. And what's the word for essence? Sharam, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.